In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Who are you? How do you find yourself? How do you discover yourself and find out who you really are? Some people take a journey of self-discovery. It could be a long hike, or it could be a trip or a pilgrimage. In college, I went to study for a semester in Reutlingen, Germany. We had classes every week, Monday to Thursday morning, but then Thursday afternoon to Sunday evening, we could travel, and we all had a German rail tramper pass, so we could go anywhere we wanted in Germany on the trains. I traveled with groups from school, but I also traveled quite a bit on my own. I was 19 years old, traveling alone in Germany, no cell phones, no internet. It was an adventure. And I learned a lot about myself, and I got to meet a lot of different people. But for all the time that I spent alone there, self-discovery did not begin or end on that trip to Germany. Now, I do believe that travel can aid in self-discovery, but maybe that's just an excuse to take a trip. Who are you? What is your identity? When someone asks you, who are you, what do you tell them about? Your name? Your occupation? Your family? Who are you? In our Old Testament reading, we see Abram and Sarai having their identities changed. Abram, the 99-year-old childless man, will now be Abraham, the father of a multitude of nations. His wife Sarai, the infertile elderly woman, is now Sarah, the mother of nations and kings. God changes Abram's identity. God changes Sarai's identity. Who are you? Who is Jesus? In our gospel reading, Jesus' identity is the question. Jesus asked the disciples, who do people say that I am? John the Baptist. Others say Elijah, and others one of the prophets. There is confusion among the people as to who Jesus is. The people don't understand. So Jesus asked the disciples, but who do you say that I am? And Peter answered for them, you are the Christ. Peter spoken for the disciples, and the disciples are clear. Jesus is the Christ. That is his identity. He is the Messiah, the promised one of old. And then Jesus explains to the disciples about this Christ identity. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and after 3 days, rise again. And he said this plainly. Jesus is telling the disciples about who he is. Peter declared for the disciples that Jesus is the Christ, and Jesus is telling them what this Christ identity means. Who are you? Who is Jesus? Even though Jesus is the very one teaching the disciples about the Christ identity, Peter thinks he knows better. Peter rejects this identity for Jesus. Peter, the disciple, takes Jesus, the Christ, aside and begins to rebuke him. Peter thinks he knows better than Jesus about this Christ identity. Suffering, rejection, dying, rising. What does this have to do with being Christ? Being Christ is about glory and victory, or at least that's what Peter thinks. The devil tried to tempt Jesus to glory in the wilderness, and now Peter is continuing the process. Peter wants a glorious, victorious Christ to drive out the Romans and restore the Jewish nation. But that's not what it means to be the Christ. So Jesus responds forcefully. He tells Peter, get behind me, Satan. For you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man. Jesus is the Christ. The Christ needs to be rejected and suffer and go to the cross and die for the sins of the world. The Christ needs to rise from the dead and reign as Lord to await the final day of resurrection of all the dead. Being the Christ is not all about glory and victory. It's also about suffering, rejection, death, and resurrection. Who are you? Your journey of self-discovery can take you to some pretty dark places. Spending time alone with your thoughts can quickly convince you that you have a lot of room for improvement, that you have a lot of ugliness as part of your identity. The identity that you show others is not your true you identity. You would be deeply ashamed if your true you identity were to come out. The journey of self-discovery can take you to the realization that you have the capacity for great evil. For the most part, you stifle it. You fight it. But you know that it's there. You can try to lie to yourself and cover up your true you identity with a fool you identity, where you pretend that you've got it all together. You can try to build up a fool you identity in which you can take care of whatever problems you encounter. You can defeat any foe that comes your way. You can do whatever you want to do. You can take a journey of self-discovery that leads you to believe that you're good enough, smart enough, tough enough. But that journey of self-discovery is really a journey of self-deception, a journey to fool others and even fool yourself. Who are you? Your true you, natural born identity is a selfish wrongdoer who loves sin more than you love others. That is your identity. Or is it? Your journey of self-discovery needs to go back to your watery past. And I don't mean take a cruise or go to the beach where you ponder some made-up idea that you evolved from ocean critters. But rather, a journey of self-discovery needs to take you back to your watery past at the baptismal font. At the font, you were given a new identity. You were spiritually blind, dead, and an enemy of God, but God washed that away and changed your identity. You were called sinner. God changed your identity. Now you're called saint. God gave you a new identity. No longer are you a selfish wrongdoer who loves sin more than others. Now you are a new creation in Christ, redeemed to do the good works prepared for you. This new identity is through God's amazing grace, through the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus. But this is not a ticket to endless glory and victory. Your new, true identity is of one who has been baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Your new, true identity is one who has died to sin and been raised to live in Christ. Who are you? You are a little Christ, a Christian. What does this mean? Remember Jesus' teaching about the Christ identity, suffering, rejection, death, and resurrection. Your identity in Christ is also about suffering, rejection, death, and resurrection. Jesus tells the disciples, including you, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Life as a Christian is not a life of personal glory. It's a life of humble service and sacrifice. It's an ongoing struggle against besetting sin. Life as a Christian is not an easy life of victory after victory. It's a life of daily struggle against the evil in the world. and a daily struggle to love and serve others who are not always easy to love and serve. In this life, there will be suffering, there will be rejection and death. But you have the promise of the resurrection. This life is not all that there is. The cemetery is not the end. You will rise from the dead on the last day to live forever with Jesus, the Christ. Take a daily journey of self-discovery back to the font and to the cross. Remember your new identity as a baptized child of God, washed clean by the blood of Jesus. And don't say, "I was baptized." Say, "I am baptized." Who are you? You can answer with confidence. "I am a new creation in Christ. I still struggle with sin, but I am forgiven. I am a Christian. I have eternal life in Christ." Who are you? "I am baptized into Christ." Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until our Lord Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise and confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.